They don't believe Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Russia relies on confusion. Russia relies on obfuscation. Russia relies on misinformation.
Ned Price at the State Department dismissing claims of troop pullbacks as the U.S. and our allies keep talking. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, Western allies say Russia's claims that it's withdrawing forces from areas near Ukraine are false.
We have seen the opposite of some of the statements. We've seen an increase of troops over the last 48 hours.
Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, speaking ahead of more talks at NATO's headquarters, said that military alliance is united.
We are deadly serious in how we're going to face the threat that is currently being posed to both Ukraine and potentially to our security.
He said Russia has deployed up to 7,000 more troops in recent days and has also been building field hospitals. Dave?
Simon, President Biden will focus on his domestic agenda today, going to Ohio, tweeting,
"My Build Back Better agenda includes the largest investment to combat climate change in U.S. history. It'll help meet the moment on climate, create good-paying jobs, and lower energy costs for Americans. Let's get it done. But as inflation continues to rise, Americans are feeling more pain at the pump, in their pocketbooks."
Fox's Griff Jenkins, gas prices have been rising daily lately, 21 cents higher than a month ago. Inflation is the top concern of those surveyed in a new Quinnipiac poll. Only 35% approve of the job the president's doing. Starting next month, kids won't be required to wear masks in school in Virginia after Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a law.
Parents will have the ability to opt out if they think that's the best thing for their child. This is about empowering parents.
Several other states are easing mask mandates as COVID cases go back down. At the Winter Olympics, disappointment on ice for the American women's hockey team, losing to Canada 3-2 in the gold medal game, so they settle for silver. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Amid all the concern about Russia's troop buildup near Ukraine and a possible invasion, more American troops will go to the region.
The Biden administration is sending an additional 3,000 U.S. troops to Poland to reassure allies as the world awaits Moscow's next move in the crisis over Ukraine.
We train every day, and we're prepared to take on any challenge.
She's among hundreds of soldiers from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division who shipped out this week.
I'm hoping to achieve peace. At the end of the day, that's what we want, peace.
The 82nd Airborne is at the heart of the Pentagon's Global Defense Force, which is prepared to respond to crisis contingencies anywhere in the world within 18 hours. The Kremlin claims some forces have pulled back from the border with Ukraine, but Washington and its allies see no evidence of that. Russia denies planning to attack its neighbor. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
One of the fired Minneapolis police officers testified at his trial stemming from George Floyd's much-protested death. J. Alexander King says he deferred to Derek Chauvin in handling Floyd's arrest because Chauvin was the senior officer who has since been convicted of murder and pleaded guilty to violating Floyd's civil rights. Those are the charges King and the other two are facing at this trial. Now an update on another ex-Minnesota cop-turned-convict, Kim Potter.
The former suburban Minneapolis cop will be sentenced on Friday for the shooting death of Dante Wright. Potter was convicted of manslaughter in December. She testified she mistook her gun for a taser during a traffic stop. Prosecutors had indicated they would ask the judge for a sentence longer than the 7 years called for by state guidelines, but they stated in a court filing this week such a term would be appropriate. The defense is seeking a lighter sentence or even probation. The case sparked racial tension as Potter is white and Wright was black. Tom Brigati, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling. Overseas markets mixed like here. Yesterday, the Dow and the NASDAQ dropped modestly. The S&P 500 had a slight gain of 3 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.